Good morning. It's great to stay up late. Good morning to you.
This is WPTF Radio, Raleigh, North Carolina, and I'm Reese Edwards.
Hello, everybody. Atlantic Coast Conference Tournament basketball is on the air. This is Wally Ausley.
This is Bill Jackson speaking.
Hello, everybody. Welcome now to Sportsline. Gary Dornberg with you.
I'm Tony Rixby, WPTF News.
Hello, this is Charles Kuralt, CBS News, of WPTF in Raleigh.
Well, hello, everybody. Welcome back to Carolina Newsmakers. I'm Don Curtis.
Hello, friends. This is Bill Friday, WPTF in Raleigh.
I'm Rufus Adbiston on the Weekend Gardener.
Now, here is your moderator, Tom Campbell.
Thanks for watching this week's NC Spin.
Now, here is Ben Kaiser.
Hi-yo, well, that's good.
This is Art Devine.
This is Robert St. John in the NBC Newsroom in New York.
The Monitor edition of News of the World.
Debnam views the news. And now, here is Mr. Debnam.
Good afternoon, everyone.
Sam Beard and Jim Reed and Carl Gert.
Thank you, Sam, and greetings to all of our listeners.
This is Harriet Presley, WPTF in Raleigh, North Carolina.
Wayne Ennis standing by now with a check of the latest news.
WPTF News presents Regional Report, a digest of late happenings throughout the area.
This is Bill Ellis.
This is Jimmy Capps. For the nocturne, we send as our best.
This is Bill Hope.
This is Warren Barfield with Kingdom Scott at the organ and a program of familiar carols.
Good morning, this is Phil Franklin.
Paul Harvey. Good day.
And this is J.C. Knowles with the North Carolina Collection on WPTF.
I'm Mike Blackman, WPTF News.
Good evening, I'm David Sherrill.
This is Robert Hager, WPTF News.
This is Bob Farrington.
Good morning, everybody. Charlie Gaddy here with Ask Your Neighbor.
Mario Dill here.
Fess Parker, our guest this morning here at News Talk 680.
Well, Jack Boston, that was a great introduction.
Hey, everyone, great to have you with us. This is North Carolina's Morning News. I'm Brian Freeman on WPTF.
Hello, I'm your friend Bart Rittner.
Good afternoon. Welcome back to the Bob Butler Show, and this is Ned Champion reporting.
And here is Carl Venters.
WPTF is the voice that shares with its neighbors what it's like to be living the life of Raleigh.
This is Donna Mason on 680 WPTF.
And I'm Dick Stork in the WPTF Record Vault. Good morning to you.
Tom Kearney here.
Johnny Hood on the Southern Farm Network.
Well, howdy, everybody. I'm Hap Hansen.
I'm Marlon Bowling reporting.
This is Charles Osgood wishing Mike Raley and Ann Clapp congratulations on the anniversary of WPTF's Weekend Gardener program.
I'm Mike Riley, the Weekend Gardener. Welcome in, everybody.
I'm Ann Clapp.
And this is a Tar Heel Gardener saying, keep them growing.
Have a holly jolly Christmas. It's the best time of the year.
You know, did you ever meet Burl Ives? Because yes. He was in North Carolina a lot.
He was
at the at Duke for the Rice Diet.
Yes.
And he had a yacht down at Morehead City, I'm told.
Yeah.
So he spent a great deal of time there.
He was a nice man.
Yeah. Talented. Won an Academy Award.
Yeah.
For the Big Country. And he should have won for Cat on a Hot Tin Roof. He was extraordinary. And, of course, the Rudolph Red-Nosed Reindeer television extravaganza that's been around since the early 60s he was a part of. But, yeah. All right, you're listening to The Weekend Gardener on WPTF. We have talked a lot of gardening this morning, but we still have that title until somebody takes it away. So we're at a lovely place in Morrisville. Morrisville is just it's just extraordinary how it's growing so much. But a lot of the areas, surrounding areas of Raleigh, have grown a great deal in the last 50 years. And Morrisville is no exception. And I think they're doing it the right way. This is a lovely community. And we're at Briar Point, 2 years old. Is that right, Barry? You 2 years you've been here. It's a resort community for 55 and older, independent living. We're going to talk to Ashley coming up. and you can hear the water in the background. Isn't that so relaxing? Rufus has nodded off several times.
Hypnosis.
Monica Wood is with us, manager of the State Farmers Market, who, like Barry, works 24 hours a day. And are you okay, Monica? You doing okay this morning?
Doing good. I hope you guys are.
Oh, we couldn't do much better. Yeah, we're doing great. I bet there is firewood for sale in the farmers market this morning. I don't know. It's just something that's telling me that.
There definitely is. It's kind of a hot commodity these next few days, I have a feeling. So you can come out and buy your firewood. You can get it by the load. You can get just a few pieces or just any way you want it. And we do have some folks who offer delivery.
We had one of the things we had at Thanksgiving for the meal was turnip salad, mustard greens mixed. That was good. And always thankful for when it turns cool. That's another reason I like cold weather, because we got the collards and the turnip greens, and they're healthy and all of that. You have plenty of those too, I'll bet.
We do. There's a great selection of collards. I think they left a few. They were going out of here this week with Thanksgiving coming up, but we do still have more collards, turnip greens, cabbage, kale, Rufus's favorite.
Yeah. Where's the kale? Yeah, kale.
My son is growing some. He loves it. He's got beautiful boxes he built out, and he's growing all kinds of greens out there, including kale. And
yeah,
Rufus,
sure.
I'll bring you some the first chance I get, as Andy Griffin used to say.
Starting to do that. I'll feed them to the rabbits.
But you have a selection at the farmer's market. I'm sure the best.
We do. We've got a good selection, and sweet potatoes are something else. And of course, North Carolina is very well known for the sweet potato production, and so you can find those, all different varieties of sweet potatoes, and they have some of the cutest little gift boxes. So if you're looking something and you just don't know what to get someone, you know they love sweet potatoes, think about doing that for a Christmas gift. Really cute little packaging that they do there. And they're neat also for shipping. I've heard a lot of people that come in and purchase those to ship to some of their family and friends out of state. So just a lot of great things, you know, here that you can shop around. Apples or something else that we have a great selection of right now from the North Carolina mountains. In addition to the apples, there's apple cider, there's dried apples. You can even find some apple jams, jellies, and butters, and that sort of thing. And also from the North Carolina mountains, we have lots and lots of Christmas trees right now. And we've kind of turned into a forest when you drive in.
I know, and it smells so good, Monica. My goodness.
Yes, it does. If you've never been out this time of year, I always tell everybody, come out, walk around. It'll get you in the Christmas spirit for sure, because the smell of those trees, there's nothing like it. And you can find every size and shape of tree I think you may possibly can imagine. We've got them if you want a skinny one or you want a fat one. We have them all, short ones and tall ones. And if you have a special order, these folks are bringing in trees from the mountains almost every day. One of the growers, they're back and forth all the time bringing in loads. So if you have a special, some of the really big ones, they keep a few of here. But if you don't see exactly what you want, just let them know, and I'm sure they'll help figure it out for you. And there are also a lot of beautiful wreaths and garland and that sort of thing. There are some custom-made wreaths with berries and magnolia and cedar and, of course, the Fraser fir, and absolutely beautiful. There's those. There's all the things you need to get your home decorated for the holidays.
Yeah. Yeah. You really do. It's quite a venue out there. And hey, do y'all ever have any weddings out there?
You know,
that's another idea, Monica.
I know, right?
Make it a wedding venue. You got a big field out there. You can hold a lot of people.
Yes. Just never know. Yeah. We had a farmer get married here one time, and actually the Tar Heel Traveler came out and featured it.
We had the Tar Heel Traveler here this morning. Scott Mason was on the air with us. He came out. So, yeah, he's all over the place. So you all had a you did have a wedding at the farmer's market.
Did they meet there?
Did the couple meet there?
They did. They actually did. And it was one of our farmers. And it was so very sweet. And so you just never know. Again, you never know what you might come upon when you're out at the market. And lots of fun. And there's, you know, speaking of weddings, there a lot of people come out and get their wedding, you know, flowers, bouquets of flowers. We have some awesome cut flower vendors that are here that do specialty arrangements for special occasions like weddings. And for if you're having a wedding during the winter months, you know, some of these folks that do the custom arrangements with the greenery and berries, that would be gorgeous for a winter wedding. So many things that you can definitely find here at the market for any occasion.
See, I don't have crazy ideas. I mean, it started with the Ferris wheel, but it all makes sense.
And I tried to push the distillery.
Yeah, and Rufus still is trying to figure out.
Sweet potato,
but I think
vodka, yeah.
I think it's a government entity. You've got to find use some legal wrangling around that, or get a bill passed or something.
Well, I'm
you need a pass.
I'm not going to tangle with my friend the Commissioner of Agriculture.
No. That's right. But I'm sure he's willing to work with you.
Yeah.
So, Monica. What about up in the market shops where we were last week, where we were broadcasting?
It's nice and cozy in there. That's a start.
That helps.
Especially this morning, if you're out shopping around through the farmer's area, you can run up to the market shops to get warm. They do have hot coffee in there. You can find coffee at 321 Coffee. You can find that hot cinnamon bread that they're cooking down at the bakery. And so many things in between. There's the Rufus dogs. You've got to try one of those if you haven't before. And
here for the Rufus dogs.
That's right. Good stuff there at the Market Grill. And there's fresh squeezed oranges and lemonade. If you don't want a hot drink, you can always get something refreshing like that. And we also have all kinds of cakes, pies. There's wonderful gift ideas in there. A lot of North Carolina products that are featured. We have some folks that make custom-made gift baskets. If you have something in mind, tell them what you need, and they'll fix one up for you. Fruit baskets as well, if that's something that you may be looking for. And North Carolina wine. We have a wine tasting going on in there today. There's all kinds of meats and cheeses, fresh seafood, and different craft items. Folks that make their own soaps and lotions and just so much more. It's one of those places you got to just come and check it out. One of those things, again, you just never know what you might find, and definitely some unique gift ideas.
Interesting. If you've never been to the State Farmers Market, it is worth a trip, and then you'll find yourself going every week for one thing or another. And a great place to buy Christmas gifts. Some interesting Christmas gifts out there. Ideas.
Yes.
And it's a great place to. Yeah, go ahead.
Oh, I was just going to say the old fashioned Christmas candies. I can't forget those. We have those up in the market shops, and the hoochies and all that good stuff that goes along with the holidays.
Yeah, somebody gave us some of those. I took some home last week. I mean, it really is. It looks like candy that at my aunt's store near Lewisburg, country store near Lewisburg, I grew up.
Yeah, the gentleman who bought us lunch at Stevenson's restaurant.
So Wayne?
Wayne,
it's
I believe.
Wayne
Wall.
Right? Yeah, Wayne Wall. Yeah, Wayne did.
Yes.
So, yeah, such nice people out there. And the Farmer's Market restaurant, you can't beat that. Seafood restaurant.
Most definitely. Favorite places for, you know, bringing the family for the holidays. If you're coming into town to visit, you got to check out. Of course, that State Farmers Market restaurant, those homemade biscuits, there's nothing better. Yeah. Seafood restaurant features good Calabash-style seafood. And, of course, we have the grill. So if you come out, you got to come hungry, and you should not leave hungry. If you do, it's your own fault, as they say.
Well, I don't know. It's possible that you could leave hungry there.
That's right.
It's just food all around you.
Yes, most definitely.
And there's some that's better for you than others. Let's face it, but I mean, all those sweet potatoes and greens and stuff, Oh, man. We have apples.
I would say, yes. And we have all the food groups here.
You do. You do. You got Rufus Dog. That's at the top.
Oh, man.
So that's the top of the food
put
group.
Put some spam on that, too.
Spam?
I was telling them about a favorite sandwich of mine, Monica, is spam on the frying pan and Velveeta cheese. Uh-huh. Now, if you want to get country.
Oh.
Now, do you use light bread for that or what?
Well, I use light bread, yeah. Yeah.
Oh. You don't want it to get soggy, though, so you got to eat it fast. You don't want to get that Velveeta all over you either.
I hear a multitude out in the audience grinching right now.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Especially,
well, don't knock it till you try it.
Yeah.
It's been used to death, but try it. You know, you might like it.
I had to revert to my childhood, Vienna sausages, spam, and once in a while, you got some potted meat. Now, I draw the line on that potted meat. That's pretty bad. Spam's got that beat all the time. Yeah, potted meat is...
Well, we don't want to run down any commodity.
That's sort of touchy, though. That's sketchy.
Yeah. So, let's embrace it, Rufus.
You're trying to...
You don't have to imbibe, but...
I ain't going to do it.
Well, Monica, I don't know if anything else needs to be said.
He ain't going to do it.
All that pork, you know, you can always come to the Fort Nahanta and find so many pork products. If that's something, I don't know that they have spam or mayonnaise sausage.
I know. I know. Yeah. I think that would be a better alternative.
Yes, they can. Any
and you can get some hoop cheese out there, too. Yeah. I think that's better.
Now, that makes
most
up for it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Ash County, I hope.
That spam, right?
Yeah, that's right. All right, Miss Monica, I hope that you'll get some rest, and we love all the folks out there.
Stay warm.
Yes.
It's only about 36 or 37 right now. Good grief.
I know. At least the sun's shining. Thank you for the
That's CNN. For sure.
It's 39 in March.
Oh, it's
according
all right. It's gone
clock.
Up to 39. Yay.
Yeah.
Yep.
All right.
Yes.
Take care, Miss Monica.
Take care. Come
you
out.
Too.
Hope to see you again soon.
We will see you soon. Couple weeks.
Right. Yeah.
Yep.
14th, we're open house. Yes.
All right. Zoom, zoom, zoom goes the year.
Yes,
bye-bye.
Sure.
It does. Bye-bye.
Miss Ashley, I don't know how you've sat and endured all of this. I salute you.
No, I love it. I've been listening to you all for a long time, so this is kind of an
honor. Still with us, huh?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Oh, my goodness.
That's encouraging.
Yeah.
You must be a long-time North Carolinian.
What do you like about the show? We're taking notes.
Well, Rufus, of course. I couldn't wait to meet Rufus.
What Providence? We've talked a lot about Providence this morning to have gotten Rufus to come on the show in the first place. But you've been on the show for about 17 years.
Yeah.
Did you realize that?
No, I have.
It's around 2005, 2006.
Tempest Fugit.
When you were lured into the trap.
Time flies.
Yeah.
But yeah, it's something I look forward to, believe it or not, actually. Even getting up, sometimes at 5:30 when we do a remote, I enjoy the people, and I learn a lot from people like Phil here. Now, she lives it. You ought to visit. Have you ever visited her nursery?
I think so. Is it in Holly Springs or on Holly Springs Road? Where is it?
It's actually off Holly Springs on Campbell Road.
I think I have been.
Yeah, it's like
it's
a little community
right.
there.
Yeah.
Everybody lives there. Yep. Everybody that's kin to Phil lives there.
And Carlton.
Yeah,
for sure.
It's Campbell community.
And you all look so cute in your matching purple. You look like
you're how about that? You know,
we didn't even
really
call each other.
No, I didn't know that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, it's a great community kind of like this.
This is a wonderful community. I love
nice
it here.
Nice here.
It's not even like working.
I'm sure it's not.
It's not. I love the people here. I love my managers, Barry and Janice. Are fabulous.
How could you not? It's like working for you sometimes, isn't it? Yeah, sometimes.
Yeah.
Since
he's
on call 24 hours a day.
He is. I don't know how they do it. I do not know how they do it.
But he apparently loves his job, and that's so important.
You have to love it, I think.
Through thick and thin to enjoy a job and to thrive. And, wow, it's nice. It's nice here. Nice and relaxing. And we met such interesting people.
Yes, yes.
Such intelligent people we've met here.
And their stories are fabulous.
Yeah, and I'm sure there's a lot of exchanging stories and having fun, people maybe traveling together, because you have all ages here, 55 up.
We do, and actually my career before this was in the airline industry, and so I used to work reservations from home, and the favorite part of my job was sometimes I felt like Frasier, caller, go ahead, and they'd start telling you their life story.
Oh, yeah.
So here it's the same way. I love to hear what they've been through and they've experienced and they've traveled, and they're so kind, and it really is like a family. It's a good community.
Yeah, I saw one of the ladies giving you a big hug, and I'm sure that's so rewarding to you, but also to them.
We're here for each other.
People need hugs, that's for sure.
And the two ladies you were talking with earlier,
oh, yeah.
They are two of my favorites. They're phenomenal.
Is it Audrey?
Audrey, the best.
Yeah, they're next door neighbors, and they both love plants.
They do,
nice.
And they give them to me when they have too many.
Nice. Oh, what? How nice.
That's great.
I get to take them home.
Like Christmas cactuses? I know you got some beautiful ones there.
They have some succulents up there and some other things.
Christmas cactus is just such a fun plant anyway.
Yeah, yeah.
I like the snake cactus. What is it? The snake plant that just keeps multiplying and multiplying, and they're green.
Like the hens and chicks or something?
I think so.
Yeah.
You can't kill a snake plant.
There you go.
The snake plant's the one that...
You can overwater it, I guess.
That grows straight up.
I tried that.
Okay. I think it is.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah.
I love those.
Yeah.
I do too. There's so many. We're going to talk about the camellias that you don't have anymore.
Oh, yes.
Coming up. too bad. But, you know, we'll talk about camellias. They're so popular. Coming up here on WPTF, we're at Briar Point. Resort community, independent living, 55 and older. It's just a wonderful place. We're in Morrisville. Come out and talk to the people here. I think you will move right in. CBS News is coming up here on WPTF and another half hour of the Weekend Gardener.
A blue, blue Christmas without you. I'll be so blue thinking about you. Decorations of red on a green Christmas tree.
Well, that's not Elvis, but it's Johnny Cash, obviously. Rufus, it's very poor timing on your part. We just had Johnny Cash sing. All right, Rufus, sit down and put on your headset. And, well, can you run through that again? Can you cue that up again just for Rufus?
I'll have a blue, blue Christmas without you.
So,
I'll be so blue.
Oh, my.
You like that?
That sends
chills.
Chills
right
through my spine.
Okay. How about that? Well, we had a caller, somebody on 40 that pulled over to call, but we lost the connection. And Jason was saying dashiki. But you're thinking possibly
Shashiki
camellia.
It's a dwarf camellia.
And I don't know if that's what the caller was thinking about or not.
Hopefully.
But,
it's the only thing I know that sounds
so that's
like
a,
that.
There are a lot, there are a fair amount of dwarf varieties of camellias now. Mm-hmm. And that, when we say dwarf, maybe 3 feet by 3 feet, something like that.
Yes.
And, you know, that's...
I like them soaring to the sky.
Well, I'll tell you, there I have seen them this year, the Sasanquas, that have just, I mean, they're 30 feet tall. There's one in my neighborhood.
Apple
There's
blossom,
one at church.
Got apple blossom.
Okay.
One called Our Linda that I got from you about 12 years ago.
Right.
And then Mike, I brought one in last week, and it was Governor So-and-so that was the name of that.
Bhutan.
Governor Mouton,
Beautiful. A lot of comments on Facebook about that. Ralph is on I-40. Ralph, what plant were you talking about?
Yes, the Doshiki Holly.
Doshiki Holly.
A Doshiki Holly.
Yeah.
It's like Are a you... false holly. It's got the yellow and green leaves.
Oh, okay. Yeah, we got those.
You got room?
Yeah, they...
good job.
Phil, are you... Yeah, Goshiki. Goshiki false holly. That's a really pretty plant. I mean, there are varieties that... Goshiki translates from Japanese as five colors. Is yours very colorful, Ralph?
It's yellow and green.
Okay, well, there are varieties that have some... It's kind of a maroony color in them, and there are lots of variegation. There's white, green, and I'm looking at some with leaves that. Is yours happy? I mean, is it thriving?
No. What happened was, at some point in time, I pruned it at the wrong time. The leaves that I pruned off came back half the size of the original leaves.
Huh.
So the next year, I pruned it again. And no leaves where I pruned it, there's no growth.
Oh, my.
And I've got four of them, but it was just only that one.
Well, I just wonder if there's a root problem there rather than trimming, because trimming would normally not do that. I mean, unless you trimmed it and only new growth came out and we had a night like we did last night when it was so cold, and that would hurt the leaves, but it wouldn't kill it or transform it into another type of plant.
No, I've been spraying it with neem oil and some other things to try. I thought maybe it had a disease, but the plant looks healthy. It just won't grow in any leaves or it won't spread.
Not even small ones? I mean, no new growth at all?
Nope.
Well, I noticed the growth.
That first year, the growth, the leaves came back half the size. And like you said, there was a little tint of red on them, but they never got full grown. So I said, maybe I need to start over. And when I did it again, I haven't had any new growth whatsoever. And it's been about 3 years.
Oh, good grief.
Well, you normally cut something back to get new growth and bush out.
I thought I was doing. Well, the other one did it.
Well, I think you've got a hormonal problem in that plant some way. If that's what you do, if plants have hormones.
Okay.
Yeah, I can't. The only thing I can tell you might want to do is take a cutting of it and take it to a nursery like Phil's or someplace that's close to you and see if somebody can diagnose it. They may have to look at it to see if there's a problem. I mean, it looks healthy, you say, but it's just not.
Oh, yeah.
It's just not growing, so it probably doesn't have a disease or an insect problem. So I wouldn't worry about the neem oil.
Yeah.
I know ours.
Phil,
is,
anything?
Yeah. Well, ours is coming back green under the lower part, and I asked Lane yesterday if that was possibly from it was coming below the graft or something, and he thought that. Possibly that was just where it was in the shade, but ours.
All right, so it is grafted.
Is back. It's got to be.
Well, that may be the problem then that it's a grafted plant.
I'm not positive on that.
Yeah.
But it's. I can tell you this: ours is coming out green, just solid green at the bottom, which Lane thought could be just because it was shaded. But also, but the top of it is gorgeous. So, how much did you cut it back?
Was it drastic? Or
about 3 to 4 inches all the way around.
That shouldn't have bothered it.
No.
That should have stimulated the growth.
I bought four of them at the same time, and I've been doing the same thing to all four of them, and just for some strange reason, that last time when I pruned it, and that one, the leaves did not come back. The new leaves didn't come back full, never got full size.
That's very strange. It would certainly, if it was a vole, for instance, the root system, I mean, the it would die back, for one thing, and the roots would be, I mean, you'd be able to move the plant around or it would fall over. So it's not that.
No, not at all.
It just, I mean.
I'm just going to say what I say sometimes. I know that it's kind of like redundant, but it's plants are like people. And some plants are weaker. Some plants have some type of different something going on with them. And so that one, if the others are doing well, you're doing a good job with them, that one just might have a problem.
Something in the genetics.
Right. It just
or
might
it could
have
be
a
like
problem.
A doctor saying that it's if, just they, a weaker if they're telling plant. You they don't know what's wrong with it, they say it's idiopathic. So maybe it's idiopathic.
I came to the conclusion that it was different, but I thought maybe we could do something to sort of stimulate it, you know, like give it an antidepressant.
Yeah, I don't know of anything else you can do. It sounds like you're taking a really good care of everything.
Yeah, but, yeah. I mean, if you take a photo of it, take a cutting of it to a nursery where somebody can eyeball it, see the pictures. All right,
okay.
You found something else?
Yes. I asked him to send me a picture of ours, and he said he had a smaller one than the one we have at the nursery, and the deer kept eating the leaves off of it. Do you have any deer?
Well, why would they just sit?
We have deer, but I would assume the deer was over here that we eat that and plus the nandinas, but nothing else.
No, they're not going to eat the nandinas.
Okay.
They're probably not going to eat nandinas.
Well, why wouldn't they eat the other?
I don't know. I mean, there's no really good reason, but you might want to check on
that's
that.
Something
look at
else.
Look at it and see if it looks like it's been nibbled on.
It's like a dog using the same bush.
It all comes around as the same thing. We're using the same analogies over and over this morning.
Is this one closer to a woods line or something? I mean, there's all kinds of reasons that the deer might go to that one.
I was just curious. It grows so slow, you know. I was kind of hoping that I could sort of stimulate it a little bit. But anyway.
Yeah.
Well, you need to look. If you really like these plants, you need to look into one of the – I mean, it's – Gushiki is an osmanthus.
Right.
So there it's there are –
We've got some beautiful ones.
Yeah.
But so, they don't – that doesn't bloom, right? It's that non-blooming –
Right, yeah. It's just there's a photo.
Yep, I have one that I got from Phil.
Yeah. So, I mean, you know, find one that's a little more colorful and replace this. You shouldn't worry that much about it. Or add another one or I don't know.
Well, it's just I've got them organized in a way that, you know, something different was sort of stand out a little bit too much.
Yeah, I got you.
I'll just
next time you plant something, disorganize it. Maybe you won't notice it that much.
Try some black cow on it.
Oh, Lord.
Well, I appreciate you pulling off the road to call us.
Yeah, thanks.
Ralph, okay. you have a Merry Christmas.
That's better than driving off the road.
And don't drive off the road. And if you come up with anything else, call us back.
I will do. I listen to you every weekend.
Appreciate it, brother. Take care.
And thank you.
Bye.
Thanks to everybody. Thanks to everybody at the nursery for answering up.
Yeah,
doing the
good
work.
They're listening.
Yay. Thank you. Appreciate you.
They should be required to listen as part of their continuing education.
Yes, that's right.
All right. 919-860-9783. We're running out of time here. What are you showing Rufus? That's great. That's great, Phil. Right in the middle of the show.
Shane just said that we could, you know, there might be some stimulants that they could give the plant.
Like vodka?
Well, maybe.
White lightning?
No. No.
Have a seat, young man. What? How are you today? Is that the one that? Yeah, that works fine. Yeah, just put that on and microphone right in front of you like that, just where it, so it's comfortable. And, pull the microphone up close to your mouth. There you go.
Like
and
this?
Your name?
My name is Tony.
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 Is it Antoine or Anthony? Just or Tony?
No, my name is Antonio.
Antonio.
Because I was brought up in South America.
Oh, which part of South America? Which country?
Argentina and Uruguay.
Oh, my gosh. Argentina. I mean, it takes forever. It takes a lifetime to get there, doesn't it?
It's a long trip, yes. Especially if you go to the south, to Patagonia.
There. Gauchos.
Yeah.
Oh, what a beautiful place. I've never been there. I hope to go there sometime.
Yeah, you should.
How in the world did you end up in Morrisville? What a nice from Argentina to beautiful Morrisville.
Let me just give you a brief summary.
And beautiful Tara over there. Yeah.
I was born in what is in Europe, in what is now Republic of Slovenia, bordering with Italy, Austria, and Hungary.
I have been there. I went there last spring. Went to Montenegro, Slovenia, and Croatia. What beautiful countries.
I was born in Slovenia. My parents escaped from communism. And like thousands of people, we emigrated to Argentina.
Oh, wow.
So from Argentina, then my father got a very good job, was transferred to Uruguay. I grew up there. I became a chemical engineer. And then
do y'all just have engineers here?
Right, electrical, mechanical.
Yeah, electrical engineer, wow.
A chemical engineer, and I was awarded a fellowship from the Pan American Union to get my master's in chemical engineering at NYU. That's how I came here.
Oh, my. Wow. Do you have any family here in North Carolina?
Yes. Yes and no. Direct family, I have two sons. One is in Hawaii, but he's moving here to North Carolina.
Nice.
The other one is in Miami, but the family of my daughter-in-law is here. So I have family, and that's why I moved here.
Well, tell your sons not to move today because it's very cold. They would not like the cold after coming from Miami and Hawaii.
So anyway, I lived in New Jersey, and then I moved. I arrived here Tuesday, July 16th.
My goodness. And what do you think of Briar Point and Morrisville?
I am very happy. Let me tell you an anecdote. I initially, since I wanted to be close to my family, I thought maybe I'll move to the Miami area. But my son in Hawaii said, stop in North Carolina first. I came here February 3rd of this year. My daughter-in-law's family had a whole program for me to visit 14 senior living homes, senior living places. This is the first one that I saw. I stopped visiting number 12, and I decided to join this site.
Yeah. Oh, wow. I can certainly understand. It's like there's a light being emitted from this place, and people see it, and they come. It's kind of like the cornfield in Iowa.
I've been hypnotized all morning.
Well, that's because of the water.
Peron, Argentina. I saw the movie, Eva.
Eva, see.
They loved it.
Interesting times.
What's interesting that you mentioned Peron, we arrived to Argentina in 1948. And the reason that Argentina allowed 10,000 immigrants from Slovenia, regardless of your age, your health, to arrive to Argentina, it was after World War II, the economy was booming, they needed people. So apparently, high-ranking priest had a meeting with Perón and explained what was going on with the immigrants that are escaping communism. And he allowed 10,000 immigrants, again, to move to Argentina, regardless of your age.
What a story.
Yeah, because again, I understand in those days, immigrants could go Argentina, U.S., U.K., or South Africa. But the only one that had no restriction was Argentina. U.S. and U.K. had to be certain age. You had to be in good health. It was totally different.
Right.
So I really, having gone through that as a child, I really appreciate what the Ukrainians are going through with Russia.
Wow. Well, we're so fortunate to have you. What an honor to meet you.
Oh, no, don't say.
Yeah, really.
Oh, yeah.
Wow, the life you've led.
It's quite a life, that's true.
Yeah.
You know, and of course, I heard the story from my parents very often, but now as I'm aging, I appreciate it more and more what my father did, because my father escaped first. Then it was my mother, my sister, and I. But then when I was a child growing up in Argentina, I saw friends of my parents, men who fled but left the family behind. And many of them were never reunited. And I remember vividly, I was 13 years old, and one of the guys that was my father's friend, he brought his wife and son from Slovenia to Argentina, and they stopped. The ship stops in Uruguay, so we saw them. And then years later, when I started to travel, the marriage never worked because they have been separated.
Right.
Many, many families were never got together again, you know. So I appreciate so much what, and we are three in the family. I'm the eldest. I have a sister and family living in Germany, my younger brother in Switzerland, in Zurich. But my father was the last one passing away, and we made an oath that we are going to have a family reunion at least once a year, and we have done it. My father passed away in 2007. We've had a minimum of one reunion every year. Usually it's in Switzerland, in Germany.
You're very lucky.
I'm very lucky.
That is
very
lucky.
I'm very lucky.
Well, if Barry asks us back sometimes, I hope you will be on the air with us again. I've enjoyed your story.
Happy.
And I want you to listen to The Weekend Gardener sometime. That's what this is. We have a three-hour show on Saturday for the last 40 years.
Of course I will.
Yeah.
I'm not.
Please do.
I'm not familiar with your program. But one thing that you are going to be interested next time, I will tell you the story how we escaped.
Uh-huh. I would love to hear that.
Because my mother, who was a religious person, she said that we were lucky that we were not imprisoned or killed because the hand of God was behind us.
Yeah.
Those were her words.
Absolutely.
It's unbelievable.
Yeah.
You know, it's like the Sound of Music when they escaped climbing mountains.
Yes.
We didn't climb mountains. We climbed hills, but it was very similar.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah. Well, it's a beautiful country, Slovenia.
Yeah.
I would love to go back to that part of the world there.
Have you been to Ljubljana, the capital?
Yes.
Because I was born very close, in a village very close to Ljubljana.
Yeah, that's we went to the capitals and to the ports there on a cruise. And it's the terrain and the food reminds me of your neighbors across the Adriatic, Italy.
Italy, oh yeah, of course.
Right. Well, Tony, thank you very much.
You're very welcome.
I'm so glad that we got to talk to you.
It was a pleasure chatting with you guys, and looking forward to our next chat.
Absolutely.
All right.
Okay.
Have a great day.
Thank
you. You too.
Take care.
Unbelievable. We got a chance to.
Well,
come
our friend,
here today
our,
and have met so many people.
Part-time patio gardener, Tara Britt, just showed up. She gardens on the patio.
Well, a lot of people do. I'm sure people do here.
Yeah.
We've talked to some who have a few plants here and there.
Right.
But, I hope we did get in a little gardening today, but we had a lot of fun just talking. Just think of
hearing
from Tony and others this morning, the gentleman from South Carolina and all of his exploits, traveling around the country for 20 years in an RV and all that he's seen, an electrical engineer. Now Tony's an engineer, and gosh,
All the brains. Wish I had them for a day. If I could just have them for one day just to see what it's like, I'd be happy. And had Scott Mason. I'm thankful he had a chance to come by. Barry, come join us a minute. We're running out of time. I wanted to thank Steve Ashworth for calling us again. And classic, lovely clothing, timeless clothing that they have at Ashworth Clothing for generations. You know, they're 1930s officially. I think they came into existence. Three generations. They were there a long time. Each generation of Ashworths. And if you want the best in clothing, shoes, Gitman Brothers shirts, Hart Shafter and Marks, and suits, and Allen Edmond shoes, all the great makers. They have the newer Johnny O'Line collection, comfortable clothing, timeless, unmatched quality, exceptional service. Ashworth's Clothing in downtown Fuquay Varina. Barry, we only have about 30 seconds, but thank you so much for having us out again. What a treat.
Thank you for coming. We appreciate you coming, stopping by, showing or telling about our lovely place here, and we're glad to have you.
Yeah. You have the most interesting people here.
We do.
I mean, that must be a prerequisite for coming to live here, because everybody I've met.
Tony didn't even tell you that he's a doctor. That was his profession.
Oh, my gosh. Well, he just has all the brains, doesn't he?
Yes, he does.
Oh, well, thank you. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas
hope
to you.
I hope everybody here has a wonderful Christmas. And God love you. We'll see you next week at Campbell Road Nursery in Raleigh. Jason, thank you for engineering this morning, and Harrison.